The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware.
Welcome to The Music Room,
a program featuring a combination of new music and interviews with musicians from a wide variety of genres.
And now, The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sam O'Donnell with The Music Room. Today, Rachel Silva and I are sitting down with Dante Marcel and Ross Forney. Dante is a senior and the president of the 8-Bit Music Orchestra, and Ross is a junior vice president of the 8-Bit Orchestra. But first, we're going to listen to the orchestra play some music from the video game Chrono here on The Music Room. Do you want to talk a little bit about what 8-Bit is here?
Yeah, so 8-Bit is an organization that it's a bunch of musicians all around UD and some grad students come and we play video game music.
How did you get involved in 8-Bit?
My freshman year, I went to their fall concert and they played a piece from one of my favorite games at the time, Fire Emblem. So I was like, I definitely have to join that organization and just play.
What do you play?
I played euphonium.
So you mentioned that you love Fire Emblem. Which game specifically?
Oh, man. That's a rough question. I would say probably Fire Emblem Awakening or Fates.
That's actually my favorite, too. And just knowing the game, you know, the music sounds really intense and really complicated. Would you say, like, playing it is very complicated? Or do you actually find yourself enjoying it a lot? Or is it a challenge that you're, you know, looking forward to?
Well, with video game music and a lot of games, it sounds pretty. And then when you look at the sheet music for it, you're like, oh, what is happening here? So a lot of it is really hard to play, but I like being challenged because it makes me a better musician.
Are you a music major?
I am not. I am a music minor, though.
What's your major?
Human services with a concentration in administration and family policy.
I think it's really cool that there are a whole bunch of people involved in the orchestra. From what I've heard is that not everyone's a music major. Do you think it's really cool to work with other people who have the same passion as you do?
Yeah, definitely. One of the very cool things about the orchestra, like you said, not a lot of people are music majors. So seeing people come around from all different places around campus, it's just really cool to hear them play. And then play instruments that I've never been exposed to before. So I think it's really cool.
And so Dante, we hear that you're the president of 8-Bit. How did that come to be?
I knew everyone on previous exec and we were all really close friends. And so when last semester came around, they were like, yeah, we're all graduating. So some people need to step up. And I saw that as an opportunity to get involved and really make the orchestra a better group. We're still working on a lot of things like planning ahead of time and timing of rehearsals and things like that. I do believe the orchestra is becoming more social with each other than previous years.
And would you say it's difficult balancing, you know, being a president of a club that's so involved and, you know, kind of complex with having to coordinate with everyone's schedules?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't think it would be such a hard job at first. I kind of thought everything would be just super easy going into it. And then once the semester started, I realized there were a bunch of things that would come up. And being president of a group like this, it really means to stay cool all of the time. And you don't have to do everything by yourself. You can also rely on the other exec members.
So Dante, we hear that 8-Bit has a concert coming up soon. When's the concert?
Yeah, our concert is Sunday, November 5th at 1:30 p.m. in Puglisi Recital Hall, located on West Campus.
And what's some of the music you guys will be playing there?
for the first time ever, 8-Bit's playing stuff from Halo, which I'm really excited about. Mega Man, which we actually got two songs from the Maryland Gaming Symphony Orchestra. They sent us over two songs that we can play. So that's Mega Man and Chrono Trigger Medley. We're also bringing back a song from Super Mario Galaxy that was arranged by our previous president. We're also playing Majora's Mask Suite, which is the longest piece to date that we've ever played. It's arranged by our lead conductor, Scott. He's a grad student, and it's 15 minutes long. Scott is a second-year grad student in the music department. I'm really glad that he joined because he has a lot of skills and knowledge about music and just he's really passionate about video game music. That's actually what he's writing his thesis on. So I'm glad he joined the orchestra and is able to make our lives 1,000 times easier.
I think it's really great that 8-Bit has both undergraduate and graduate students. I think it's a great way for such a big campus to even feel smaller. Would you say that most of the students are undergraduates, though?
Yeah, I would say about 90% of the people in the orchestra are undergraduates. We have had a lot of graduate students come and go, but right now I think Scott and one of the clarinet players are the only graduate students in orchestra. And we also have two others that came back from last year that are still around the area that plays with us.
I know we're about to go in and see you guys rehearse, but can you give us a little idea as to what goes into rehearsal?
So there's a lot of planning involved before rehearsal and a week before. So we have our exec meetings throughout the week, kind of plan out what we're going to rehearse at what times and when we're going to do announcements at the end. And everyone shows up either an hour or 30 minutes before to help set up, get copies of anything we may need and set the folders up and just kind of chill out, answer any questions anyone may have. Other than that, there's not too much work unless something comes up. We try to rehearse every weekend where people are free. Before the semester starts, we look at the music calendar to make sure we don't go over any of the other music department stuff that's going on. A lot of our members are involved in other musical groups like HTAC, the marching band, pep band, and some are music majors, so they have different things that come up. So when we do our planning for the semester, we kind of be inclusive of all groups on campus to make sure we can get a lot of members to join.
Do you think it's hard having rehearsals on the weekends sometimes, whether people are just like out of town or just have other stuff they have going on?
Yeah, I definitely feel it's something hard. Maybe the hardest part of organizing things for 8-Bit, because a lot of people like myself like to do all their homework on Sundays. Just having a rehearsal Sunday at around maybe 4 or 3 could kind of go into that time, but I feel that all of our members are passionate about making music and hanging out. We kind of just make it work all the time.
So do you see a lot of interest in, you know, people wanting to join the group or in expanding? And if so, like, how long did it take for, you know, 8-Bit to become what it is today?
Every semester we have our interest meeting, and this was the first interest meeting I kind of had to run. And we had over 50 new prospective members come out and were really interested about the organization or just kind of wanted to know when a concert was. So we always have a lot of interest at the beginning of each semester. Before I came here, they started off as a small group of just people that really love video game music and arranged and put on a concert. The great thing about this year is that our concert next week will be our 10th concert ever, and next semester will be our 5th year as an organization. So as we got more popular and people started seeing us either around campus or when we got invited last year to perform at a Minecraft convention, that's when people started learning about 8-Bit. Something cool that happened over the summer, I was helping out with NSO, and a lot of freshmen would come up to the music/marching band table and were like, oh, do you know anything about 8-Bit? Because I heard they play video game music. I'm really interested in joining. And it was just really surprising to see people actually ask about 8-Bit, because before I thought it wasn't such a huge thing, but seeing the impact we have, it's just something amazing.
So you mentioned that last year you guys played at a Minecraft convention. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Minefair was something that just kind of came up randomly, our old president, Kevin, he was like, yeah, I received an email from these people asking if we could send a group. Everyone seemed like really interested in it. So we got a group of 50 and we picked out old songs that we performed before. The Mind Fair people actually paid for our buses to get down there. So it was really cool. We didn't really have to worry about much. So we traveled down early in the morning to get there, and we were set up on stage. We performed before all of the YouTubers came up, and it was really weird, but also interesting to see a bunch of adults and kids alike that like Minecraft and just were really interested in the music we were playing. And also, like, they started freaking out when the YouTubers came up on stage. So it was just really funny to see.
So did you get to meet any famous YouTubers?
Oh, I wish. I watch YouTube a lot in my spare time, but I didn't really know any of the Minecraft YouTubers, so I didn't get to meet any of them.
I just think it's really cool how, you know, I feel like there's a lot of people who kind of knock down video games or, you know, video game music, but it's actually just an amazing form of art. And I think it's really cool that 8-bit's, you know, really gaining steam and, you know, becoming more popular.
Video game music, it's something that's been a part of my life since I was a child, and a lot of people have enjoyed video game music over time. And it's just an art form that I believe more people should appreciate, because there are so many things that go into music and harmonizing and arranging it that not a lot of people appreciate, and I think more people should.
Speaking of arranging, do you guys arrange your own music, or do you usually take it from other people who have arranged it before you?
A lot of our music, we do arrange ourselves. It's in-house. Sometimes we do reach out to other gaming symphony orchestras around, so Maryland, Ithaca, and we borrow music from them to perform, kind of like a form of advertising / trading music to kind of get our names out there.
Next up, we're going to listen to 8-bit's rendition of Overwatch Overture, A Call to Arms, here on WVUD's The Music Room.
Thank you.
talking with Dante Marcel, the president of 8-Bit Orchestra. He's letting us know info about 8-Bit itself and about their upcoming show November 5th.
So Dante, is there any sort of audition process to get into 8-Bit, or is this more of like a come one, come all type gang?
Yeah, it's more of a come one, come all. If you know how to play an instrument, no matter how long you haven't touched it, you can come and join and just kind of knock the dust off. We accept anyone that's willing to play that goes to university or just recently graduated.
I think that's great because I know that there are a lot of other groups on campus that are very selective when it comes to music students. And I think it's nice that there's this one group that's, again, clearly gaining steam that lets his kids play if they want to play.
I agree. It's low stress, low key than most of the music ensembles here. Like, people can choose to join symphonic band, wind ensemble, or the orchestra, but they usually have audition processes. With 8-Bit, if you come to an interest meeting and you come to the rehearsals, like, you're a member, you're a part of our family.
So Dante, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your show last semester and the highlights of, you know, what it was like last year?
Last semester was probably one of my favorite concerts. We performed a lot of different songs and we started a jazz group called Rudely and the Space Pirates. It was a project by one of our old arrangers, Jonathan Berg, and someone else that was in the orchestra, Corey Nunn. One day they just kind of sat down and was like, hey, let's start a jazz group. Our concert, we performed roughly 18 songs, and it was about 2 hours long, probably the longest concert I've ever performed in / been to. We kind of didn't want that to happen, but it just worked out that way. Probably the highlights of that concert, the songs we played, medley from Undertale, which it was a game that was starting to get a lot of attention last year or 2 years ago. I'm not too big on Undertale, but I do appreciate the music from it. The guy that made it, it was just him, and he put a lot of work into it. That song was called His Journey. It was arranged by our previous president, Kevin Saka, and we ended the concert with it. It was really powerful. Jonathan Berg, the guy that started the jazz group, he did a Final Fantasy X arrangement called Listen to My Story. It was 10 minutes long. He's known for making a lot of arrangements that kind of challenged the orchestra, and a lot of people by the end of it were like, why did you do this to us? But it was a really cool piece. A lot of different musical techniques went into it. We also played something from Overwatch. It was kind of just the main theme. Scott actually arranged it, and he's a big Overwatch fan. I love to play Overwatch, so it was really cool to start the concert off with it. Other than that, we have another group that came by and performed with us called Harmonia, and they're a brass quintet that actually have members of 8-Bit past in it. Maddie Hubner, he was the previous president before Kevin, so he kind of started this brass group and got a bunch of either music majors together or some members of 8-Bit, or at least people that performed with 8-Bit before, and they performed the Super Smash Brothers Melee main theme.
Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, all the different characters that kind of make up the orchestra?
So, including myself, I'm quite the character. I like to joke around. Since I am a low brass member, we kind of goof off a lot. So there's me, Ross. He's a really nice guy, great to talk to, and is really passionate about music. He's kind of a kooky character himself, but I love him. Scott, who's our grad assistant in person, kind of in front of the orchestra, he's really professional, but when you like see him outside of the orchestra, he's a huge nerd, and he's so funny. We have people that are just like really sociable, great to be around, great talkers, and then we have, you know, some people that are shy but kind of branch out when they're with the orchestra. They're also like the huge video game nerds, and what I really like about 8-Bit, besides like not everyone being a music major, there are people that are avid gamers like myself that play probably every day when they should be doing their homework. And then there are people that never touched a video game before but are really interested in the music and really want to play or get involved. Yeah.
Hi, Ross. So we're here at the Center for the Arts, and we heard a bit of the rehearsal that, you know, 8-Bit is working on. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what's going on tonight?
Well, tonight is our last rehearsal before the day of our concert. We're really excited about it. We've put together a lot of really great pieces that we think a lot of people are going to enjoy because they will have heard them before, played the games they're from. We're really excited for this concert.
Tell us a little bit about what 8-Bit actually is.
Yeah, of course. 8-Bit is it's an RSO, completely student-run. We arrange and conduct and rehearse and perform video game music from all kinds of video games. Just in this concert alone, we have Super Smash Bros., Halo, The Legend of Zelda, and this old game called Chrono Trigger. Like all kinds of games, and of course we do different music from different games and franchises and companies every single semester, so we get a good variety of video game music. We do all our own stuff. We rent the spaces here, but everything else from the instruments to the arrangements is ours. We like to be as student-run as possible.
So Ross, how did you get involved in 8-Bit?
I heard about it from some people that I was in other ensembles with, other instrumental ensembles, and then I was walking through. I didn't even intend on going to anything at activities night my freshman fall. I just walked by it, like through Trabant, and found a table that had people I knew at it talking about 8-Bit, and I was like, sure, I'll show up on Sunday. And I've been coming every Sunday ever since.
Has there been like a specific semester that's been your favorite as far as, you know, what you've played or, you know, your participation level? Or
I've always tried to be as active a member as possible, go to all the rehearsals and be really involved in it. But this semester is my first one on the exec board. I'm the vice president, and I finally get to be one of the conductors. And it's just, that's the other thing that's so great about 8-Bit is it provides so many opportunities for people to arrange and to perform. And for someone like me, who is going to be a music teacher, hopefully, to get to conduct an ensemble, it's just an awesome opportunity. Like, this semester has been so great because I've been getting to conduct. It's really awesome.
And when is your show?
Concert is November 5th. I believe the show starts at 1:30 right here in Puglisi Orchestra Hall in the Center for the Arts.
So just going back to what you mentioned as, you know, aspiring music teacher, have you found that being part of 8-Bit really kind of helped you with what you hope to do later on after graduation?
Absolutely. Some of the first conductors that I really paid attention to from a conducting standpoint were the student 8-Bit conductors that I got to see all my freshman year, all my sophomore year, and even now when I'm a junior and I myself am a conductor. I haven't taken a conducting class yet. I haven't learned anything about it formally, but getting to see how those guys run rehearsals and talk to people has been, if you'll pardon me, instrumental in learning. I can't believe I just said that. Instrumental in learning how to lead an ensemble. It's been a great learning experience for me.
I actually really like that pun right there.
So you're in the music education department here, I'm guessing, then,
yes,
if you want to be a music teacher. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I find consistently that the greatest thing about majoring in music is that it's such a passionate field of study. Nobody wants to change lives on a personal level by, like, I don't know, being an accounting major. Like, not, it's not a knock on accounting majors, because if you just, you know, if you have a major or a job that's just, that's your work and that's how you make money and your passion is other things, that's totally okay. But the fact that we get to combine our study and our work and our passion and our own life experiences all in one is a really, really great thing. And I think I value it that much more because I wasn't always a music major.
What were you before music?
I came into UD as a medical lab science major because I wanted to go to med school because I wanted my parents to think I wanted to. And then I didn't have fun with that. So then I became a physics major because I liked physics, but I didn't like physics enough. So now I'm a music major and it's way better.
I think it's really interesting how, you know, you can come into college with one idea as to what you're going to be. And, you know, you kind of find your way through it, you know, your hobbies and stuff. And I think it's really cool that you get to apply what you love and kind of be part of this awesome orchestra.
That reminds me, something we do every concert is we have everybody, we recognize our arrangers, because if we didn't have music to play, we'd be nothing. You gotta have music to play. And the people who arrange for us, they're not music majors. They don't study music. And most of the people who conduct are not music majors. I think it's like half and half right now for the conductors. But our arrangers, pretty much everybody who's arranged in this concert and lots of concerts past, have not been music majors. So that speaks to the opportunities that non-music majors can get here, and the music majors can get, really, but it's just, we always recognize that. The fact that non-majors get to be so musically active and do such great things in music without having to study it.
So that's all the time we have. This has been Rachel Silva and Sam O'Donnell with The Music Room, interviewing Dante Marcel and Ross Forney, president and the vice president of the 8-Bit Orchestra.
Before we go, we're going to listen to 8-Bit play Mario Kart's Ridley Circuit here on WVUD's The Music Room.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 New York.
For more information about this and other episodes, visit sites.udel.edu/TMR.
Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m.
for The Music Room on WVUD.